Blog Talk Radio.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have.
Tell them, never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it. Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God. In the name of Jesus, I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, where we come before you on today, once again, just to pause for a moment to say thank you, Lord, and give him praise at this noonday time. Once again, we want to give honor and praise to God, who's the head of our life, to my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, and to all those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, and AOL, or anywhere else that you may hear our Blog Talk Radio Ministry of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. We truly ask that God bless you, 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 and you. It's God. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. We're going to just take a moment to take out and say a prayer. But yet, before we go forward, praise God, we want to read out of the book of Psalms, which is what we're going to do every noonday as we read a chapter out of the book of Psalms. And we will pray after we read that chapter. So we look forward to those joining us and share in our time of worship and prayer. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for today and the blessings on today. Speak to us. Speak through us. Make it clear as we give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. We're coming out of starting with Psalms. We're going to read the book of Psalms. But today we're going to just take time, Monday through Friday at noon, and we will take and share a chapter a day with the book of Psalms, as well as the evening reading of the Word of God at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. Right now, we're going to begin out of the book of Psalms, and as the word reads, Psalm chapter 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in the law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the river of water that brings forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which is wind driven away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Amen. Precious Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, as we come on this noontime hour, God, we pause for that moment, to say thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to make it thus far. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, dear God, as we give you praise, honor, and glory for who you are. God, you stand on the throne. You sit high, you look low. And I see, God, Father, the power in the name of Jesus that only you have that far exceeds any power that's here on this earth. Father God, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. And most of all, we thank you for the blood of Jesus that was shed on Calvary's cross that allow us to come into righteousness unto thee. Lord God, as we pray collectively today, we come together strong, drawing strength, dear God, asking that you touch the sinner, Lord God. We pray in the name of Jesus that, God, you help us to continue to move forward in the midst of the circumstances of the pandemic. We ask, Father God, that you give strength to the families who are suffering financially through this difficult time. We also ask, oh God, in Jesus' name, that you continue to be with those that are homeless, those that are considered no man, those that are considered vagabonds, those that are kicked to the side. We pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you reach down and you touch them. Give them a blessing, oh God, of health and Father God, prosperity in the midst of where they're at. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus for those who are homeless and have difficult times maintaining oneself. We ask, oh God, for mercy upon them. For we know that you say in the word, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. And even in so, we ask that you touch the hearts of those family members that have become desolate in this situation. We ask, oh God, in Jesus' name, that Lord, reach down upon each and every individual. God, ask them that you touch their mind in the name of Jesus to turn to you, Lord God. Turn from their wicked ways and yet protect them. Give them the desire to seek your face, oh God. We also pray, oh God, for the addict suffering from addiction. We pray in the name of Jesus for that person out there that's ailing in that addiction and that lifestyle, and Father God, you bring protection upon them and that the affectionate, fervent prayers that have gone forth to them from their families, oh God. We pray that they manifest themselves and that they come forth out seeking deliverance as we bind that spirit. We bind that cocaine. We bind that coca spirit, that drinking spirit. We bind that spirit that causes one to steal and kill to aid their addiction. We pray, oh God, in Jesus' name, that you have mercy upon them, for they know not what they do. We pray in Jesus' name that, Lord God, you be able to make a change into the lives of those that allow children into this world. We pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will make a way out of no way. Protect them, oh God, as you take a look at the child and recognize they need that protection as they continue to grow. Father God, we ask that they receive the teachings and the lessons that you have for them. Lord God, we give you praise on today, for we know that apart from you, we can do nothing. But with you, by you, and for you, we can do all things through Christ, which gives us strength. Oh God, we know that sometimes it gets hard for those to be able to even get up in the morning. Yet, Lord God, right now we pray that you have mercy upon them, that Father God, forgiving them of their sins, Lord God, in delivering them, let them not rest in the name of Jesus until change takes place. Father God, we pray in the name of Jesus that, Father God, we ask for encouragement to those that are less fortunate than ourselves, no matter how, when, or where they may be. We ask that, God, you make a way out of no way for them, that, Father God, you change, oh God, and turn around, allow them to, even though repent from those sins, deliver them from the negativity of addiction. In the name of Jesus, oh God, I ask you that, God, oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, that the children, oh God, as they continue to proceed and go to school, and walk around in the street, oh God. We know that though we need direction, we ask that you guide them and direct them. Help the parents, oh God, to be able to continue to raise that child up in the name of Jesus. Oh God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that we're able to stand forth and move forward in Jesus' name. That we know that, God, we can do what you call for us to do. And as we ask, oh God, for that strength, we ask that you forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of our unrighteousness, and fill us with your spirit. I pray, oh God, that you speak to the heart of the politician, speak to the heart of our president in the name of Jesus, and help, Father God, govern this nation accordingly, Lord God. Pray in the name of Jesus that those in the name of Jesus that are in political order, that, Lord God, if they're not meant to do your job effectively with truth, then, God, in the name of Jesus, let that be thou removed. And, Lord God, ask that thy will be done in the midst of the circumstances that we're going through in this nation. Somebody's crying out, that homeless person on the street in California, Lord God, that homeless person in the street in Springfield, Illinois, Lord God. We pray that person on the street in New York, oh God, we know that you're able to deliver in Jesus' name. We ask for your help on this nation, oh God. We ask for your help on this country, oh God. We ask for your help on this state, Lord God. We ask for your help on this community, Lord God, in this city. Oh God, help us to continue to press on doing all what you have for us to do. And forgive us of our shortcomings. Deliver us from our defects of character. And Lord, we ask that you fill us with your spirit, that we'll act right, that we'll do right, and that we'll be right in the eyesight of God. Oh, Lord, we know that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We know, Father God, that you are the healer. We know that you are a deliverer. Oh, God, we know that if we ask, we shall receive. If we seek, we shall find. If we knock, you say the door shall be opened. So, God, help us. We need to stand and press on with the presence of the Holy Spirit in our life. Lord, we need you. We need you despite what the shot, despite what the time, despite what anybody thinks. Our personal relationship with you, Father God, we pray that you strengthen and lift us up. Step out of the miry clay. Dust us off, oh God. Heavenly Father, I need you. We need you. This country needs you. This world needs you. We have, Father God, knowing a new heaven and a new earth is coming upon us. And we pray in the name of Jesus as you prepare us for that coming of the Lord, that you help us to get strong, to get right, to repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus. And we ask that you give us strength. Give us strength that no matter who, when, where, or what, we're able to press on. God, we thank you. We thank you as we give you praise for today. We pray for those families, for newborn babies into this world. We thank you, Father God. We thank you for a healthy child and one who has issues. We ask for patience upon the family in Jesus' name. Lord God, we speak healing upon those that are sick and ailing from a sickness or disease. We pray in the name of Jesus that you were wounded, knowing that you were wounded for our transgressions. You bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of peace was upon you. And by his stripes, we are declared healed. We are declared healed in the name of Jesus, for the blood is greater. The blood is stronger. And we know that, Father God, You have all power. And that we speak those things that be not as though they were. We trust in the name of the Lord. We trust in your word. We thank you for commitment and dedication unto you, Lord God. And as we pray, ask you to help us to be obedient. Help us to be obedient. Help us to work together. Help us to build this nation once again. As we prepare for the coming of you, O Lord, we ask that if there be anything that's not of you within us to be removed. Nothing before you, over you, or above you. Help us to continue to seek your faith diligently. Father, the power, a power great in the anointing. And we thank you, knowing that that anointing comes from you. Lord God, all things come from you. In the name of Jesus, that is good. Father God, you are the great I am. And we love you. We need you. We worship you. Hallelujah. Son to be your side. Oh God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We ask that you continue to move forward in our life as you go through the remaining part of this day. Praise in the name of Jesus for our family members, for our friends, for our less fortunate individuals than ourselves. And ask that the remaining part of this day continue to move forward. And if you plan, if you come on today, Lord God, we pray that you make a way for us to enter to that gate of heaven. Lord God, we thank you as we give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Allow us to stand. Stand, Father God. Stand. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Take a stand, not knowing I'd lose my best friend. But I'd rather, live right than in hell lift up my eyes. All God's children to stand. Tell somebody, say, you stand. Yeah, Lord, stand for holiness.
For holiness. Oh. And for righteousness.
And be counted.
And be counted among them that shall reign with him.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
stand.
Yeah.
With friends are called.
Oh.
And when you're all alone.
And believe
he shall receive his own.
Take a stand, not believing, at least some of my friends. And I would rather, live right, burn in hell, lift up my eyes. All of our children to stand, stand. Everybody say it, you stand. Oh, stand for holiness.
Stand for holiness.
Everybody stand up and say,
for holiness,
for righteousness, and be counted among them.
You gonna do it now.
Order somebody say you stand.
Hallelujah.
Clap your hands, everybody.
Hallelujah.